This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. While politicians and financial institutions fight over the future of Greece's massive debt and potential bailout, there's been increased interest in Bitcoin. Exchanges for the cryptocurrency are saying some Greeks are managing to buy Bitcoins through online banking, even though most financial institutions have been closed, also through using paper cash or PayPal. In a financial crisis like this, a digital way to stuff money under the mattress can be attractive. The value of Bitcoin has also risen over the last week. Author Nathaniel Popper, who wrote the Bitcoin book Digital Gold, joins me to talk about this. Nathaniel, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
This week, Bitcoin trading marketplaces are reporting higher numbers of trades from Greece. Are we seeing an opportunity for the cryptocurrency connected to what's happening there?
I think there is broadly an opportunity. I think something like what's going on in Greece makes people realize that the euro, the dollar are based on these institutions and these policies. And I think that is indeed driving thinking about a lot of things, among them Bitcoin, and is making people think, okay, maybe an alternative currency is a reasonable thing to consider.
But it's not an explosion is happening there as far as like Bitcoin interest.
I don't think that Greek people are pouring their wealth into Bitcoin. In order to buy a Bitcoin, you frequently need to move money from your bank account to the bank account of a Bitcoin company. And in the case of Greece, the whole problem is that you can't move money out of your bank account.
There is a Bitcoin ATM in Greece.
I think there is one. The first one may have been set up there recently. I mean, look, to the degree that there may be some interest in Europe, it's probably coming perhaps from other countries that may be, you know, where there may be some citizens worrying about this spreading there. And what's been attractive about Bitcoin is this notion that it's based on math and cryptography, and it has a sort of purity that the euro now, with all of these sniping politicians, lacks.
What about Argentina as another example where there's not a lot of trust in banks? Has Bitcoin taken hold there?
Well, yeah. In the course of reporting my book, Argentina was really the most interesting place to look at because people there already operate in a very cash-based economy. And so maybe moving money into a digital alternative where you have a cryptographic key and it can't get stolen by the first person who lifts up your mattress is an attractive alternative. And so you are starting to see some real experimentation going on in Argentina. But this is still a very young technology, and it's not ready for, you know, the country of Greece to pile onto it at this point.
Nathaniel Popper is the author of Digital Gold, Bitcoin, and the Inside Story of the Misfits and Millionaires Trying to Reinvent Money. Nathaniel, thank you very much.
Thank you again.